Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
I want to start with Danny. I see that Nicole is on the phone right now. I'm not sure if she has her queued up or not. But this person is a labor and delivery nurse. And we were talking about labor and delivery the other day. And we had a bunch of questions about masks and are they reusing them? And did they get into trouble if they bring them from home or stuff like that? And she also was very passionate about the public and going out and making sure people stay home during this time. So I wanted for them to tell their story themselves. And are you ready to go, Nicole?
Danny, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Danny. How are you?
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't. It's a crazy time right now. Thank you for coming on the air with us to share your story. We were wondering, actually, yesterday specifically, whether or not, you know, how this was affecting people cannot control when they have their baby.
And, no.
And we need people like you to be there to help them with that. Where do you work? First of all, give a plug to your hospital.
I'll be honest. I don't want to say.
Okay. Oh, fine. Absolutely.
I work in East Bay. I'll just say that.
Okay. But you're a labor and delivery. What is your position exactly?
I'm a labor and delivery nurse and I work the night shift.
And the babies are still coming even in this time.
Yeah, definitely. And we're one of the hospitals that has a huge number of people that come in. We got a lot of crazy cases, a lot of normal cases. It feels like it's never ending. I usually don't see a slowdown. Some hospitals may only have a few births, you know, a week. We get one night we had like 9 just during our shift, and we're 8-hour shifts.
Hey, Danny, when you say crazy, do you mean at-risk pregnancies, or what is that? What constitutes that?
Yes, at-risk. Sometimes patients come in, they're sick. It could be anything from blood pressure problems, diabetes problems, other health issues. Maybe they already know there's something wrong with the baby. We have a very strong NICU in our hospital, which is why a lot of patients get transferred to our hospital as well.
And are you saying to people who are coming in to do their labor and delivery there that this is a safe space? I mean, I would assume there's obviously precautions being taken to keep COVID-19 things completely separate from really everything else, not just labor and delivery.
Yeah, labor and delivery is a whole, their own, not the whole floor, but on a separate floor than anyone who maybe have corona. I've never been to that ICU. I know what floor it is, but I've never been in that department. So they're definitely kept separate. If someone were to come in who's a potential, who hasn't been tested or gotten the results back, we do have, you know, a room dedicated, actually 2 rooms dedicated for patients just for that reason.
Oh, you mean if someone might be infected with COVID-19 and is about to give birth?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. I didn't even think
of
that.
We wish we had. Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting texts from friends already. They know it's me.
So talk to Danny. We're talking with Danny.
Wait,
she's a labor and delivery nurse in the East Bay. You know, one of the people who's out there on the front lines in the medical profession, not necessarily dealing with COVID-19, but doing an extremely important job, especially for the lady who's, you know, about to give birth. They're counting on Danny. What are you missing? What are you lacking? What do you wish that, you know, you could get your hands on right now? Is it the masks?
As we're It's not just masks. I mean, definitely the masks we need. I mean, every single day there's a new update of what our procedures are, you know, as far as protecting us, protecting our patients. Definitely the masks, sanitizing wipes. We were running low at one point. I don't know what it is now. I haven't been there for a couple of days, but it changes day by day. And it's scary for us and for our patients.
Hey, let me ask you a question about the masks. I'm not quite sure I understand. I imagine you've used them every day of your employment, and yet is that something you keep at home? Do you have a stash, or is that something you've always sort of taken for granted that the hospital would never run out?
I only have a couple on hand because my brother gave me a few that he had extra from when we had the fires in the Bay Area. But I never kept any at home, honestly. And we actually don't use masks that much in labor and delivery unless if someone were to have a C-section, definitely we would. And we would have a few on hand if someone came in with like a flu or some other, you know, non-coronavirus related illness. But we just never thought we would run out.
And are you seeing an influx of these homemade masks that people are making, or has that not
reached? I haven't personally seen them, but I do see people wearing masks at work. They're not the N95 like we'd like them to be. I've seen a little bit of everything.
So, Danny, let's take a second here to say hello to a couple of those friends that are texting you. Let's give you an opportunity to do a little shout out.
Well, Katie was the one that was just messaging me, and I know, like, Christine, Megan, Mary.
Well, listen, Danny, thank you for what you're doing out there. I know every pregnant woman right now is thinking, oh, thank goodness for people like Danny.
Yeah.
She's one of the capeless heroes. Thanks for coming on with us today. Thanks for writing to us, and thank you for listening to the show. We just wanted to show you a little support today, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks,
thank
Danny.
You, Danny.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.